Maine. I am ready for the weekend. All right. I tell you what, you got a big day. Gonna take a nap today.
Is that right?
Yeah, ah. But I got some responsibilities though. I got some honeydew things.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I hate that. The wife and I get two appearances today.
Yeah.
Local businesses.
You're mad about town.
I know.
You're always out and about.
But then I'm going to try to fix it into a nap, though, at some point. I got to try working in. But I can't tell. I haven't had a full Friday nap like I used to take in a long time, like 2 hours without, 2 hour undisturbed nap.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is anymore, Riggins. I don't even know what it is.
It's
girl.
A foreign concept to me. Would you take it in the evening, early evening?
Would you take it in the
take it in the ass? No, I was not going to ask. Take it in the ass.
Question like that's for what you. He was going to say. Would you
Riggins,
take it, in,
you
the
take it in the ass? I know this is unrelated. Sidebar. Do you take it in the ass?
Yeah. If I can fall asleep before, say 4:45.
Yeah.
I consider that still being able to get a decent nap in, because 6 o'clock is when my life starts in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know,
it sucks when you take a nap and you wake up and it's dark out. That's got to be like, especially on like Friday. That is just no good.
I don't like it.
Yeah. You don't take naps, do you, Riggins?
Not anymore. Cause I felt, it didn't make me feel any more refreshed afterwards. So I just got to fight through it. But there is a time when I'm dragging. I'm like, if I can just get through this hour, I'll be good.
But see, that's the beauty of just if you're not planning on taking a nap and you say, I'm just going to watch TV, and then you drift off for a few minutes, then that's better than sitting and going, I'm going to take a nap. Yeah. And you put pressure on yourself.
You put pressure on yourself. And then if you don't get it, then you're just tired and annoyed.
Yep.
It's so true.
But I'm going to try to work one in today.
Okay.
I'm going to take it in the evening.
Good for you. Take it in the evening. Were you going to ask me if I take it in the ass? No.
Because I was getting ready to decline answer.
You can answer if you want. I mean, to put the question out there. But speaking of naps. No, this is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We'll start in Carter Lake, Iowa.
Oh.
I can't imagine. There's a lot of strip clubs in Carter Lake, Iowa, but there is one. It's called Spearmint Rhino Gentleman's Club. Tom left a one-star review. I paid way too much for way too little fun. The $700 VIP room was a total scam.
What?
My dancer, Ruby, did not dance for so much as a single minute. And then proceeded to tell me all about her marijuana use for the next hour.
Oh, my God.
If I can get my money back somehow, I will. I'm talking to my lawyer for a half hour will cost less, one star. That's right, yeah. So, $700, TJ.
On a stripper named Ruby?
On a stripper named Ruby in Iowa.
I just pictured some old lady, instead of telling him about marijuana, she's telling him about her grandbabies. Hey, Ruby. Honey, it's time for you to dance.
Ruby's checking out. Ethel's checking in. She's going to finish the job for you.
Yeah. And welcome Gertie to the main stage.
Sounds like elder abuse at some point.
It's like they're making these poor old ladies strip.
I'm so tired. So he was not happy with that
one. Hey, Margaret, you better get up there if you want this last slice of apple cake.
Next to the stage, Mildred.
You're not going to get your carrot raisin salad if you don't get your ass up there.
Carrot, oh, God.
Right now.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
oh, there is that. And a fruit salad.
Sure.
Yeah, with the walnuts in it. Ugh. And marshmallows.
Then we'll go to Springfield, Massachusetts, at a place called Mardi Gras. Don't fully understand that. I don't know. Don't really get that one. Jason left a one-star review. I went here once with a friend, and a blonde stripper came up to me and started chatting with me. She asked me if I wanted a lap dance. I said, no, thanks. She asked me why, and I said, I'll feel awkward. So anyway, this stripper attempted to slap me in the face twice, which I mostly blocked. The manager came over and asked me what happened and attempted to give me free drinks. After having one free drink, I decided I had had enough fun for the night and hit a sobriety checkpoint on my way home. So all in all, Mardi Gras is a cesspool, but you're sure to get a story out of it, one star.
So did he get a DUI?
It doesn't sound like it, but it sounds like he's attributing like the security checkpoint to the strip club. And that,
yeah, maybe they're all on the take.
Maybe they're all
in cahoots.
You bet.
Or he would have stayed there later and not ran into it.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So very possible.
Their fault.
Hey, you remember when that intern girl slapped you, Riggins?
Yes.
That day at the radio station?
Yes. That was a shocker. That pissed me off pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she said, give me a hug. I want a hug. I was like, no, thank you. And she was like, give me a hug. I was like, all right. That was my mistake. I mean, well, whatever. But yeah, she did not. I did give her a hug, but when I pulled away, and she slapped me right in the face.
Yeah, she appeared to be drunk.
Something was going on.
Six in the morning?
Yeah. Kind of Anna Nicole Smith-like.
Yeah.
In her later years.
But knowing now how you like to be kind of slapped around by women, Riggins, that...
Yeah, if there's a chance that
you're going
to
hook up.
Yeah, and she was in no state to be hooking up with anybody.
No.
But it was a weird situation.
Mm-hmm. Just like at that strip club.
That's right. Then we'll go to Atlanta, Georgia, at a place called the Claremont. You probably heard a lot of rappers talk about Claremont. John left a one-star review. This is the most disgusting strip club I've ever been to, and I've been to titty bars in China without indoor plumbing.
Well,
okay,
good for you.
This was worse. Smelled like an ashtray. The club, even if you want to call it that, is tiny and dirty. The bar is covered in duct tape. And quite frankly, everyone that worked there seemed to be an absolute C word.
One star.
Seemed to be. You appear to be a C word.
Do they have pictures of that place?
They're out there.
The inside of it?
Yeah.
If rappers go there a lot?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to look that up later. I want to see the duct tape on the bar.
I know. It's kind of an interesting thing, right? Mm. And then we'll go back to Iowa and Des Moines. This is a place called the Lumberyard. So...
Laying wood, man.
Laying wood, dude. Yeah,
got that wood going.
Daniel said, we went there last Tuesday and we was unimpressed. Whoever's on the mic needs to chill out a bit. Constantly complaining that people aren't tipping enough is obnoxious and not going to want to make people tip more. If I want to sit back and drink a couple beers, I should be able to without being bitched at. I always spend money when I go to the clubs. Get privates.
Oh.
And at the stage, but not when some grown man is yelling at me about it. Dancers were okay, nothing special, one star. So.
Yeah, I would rather not hear the DJ say anything.
Just DJ.
Well, at a strip club or wherever. You know, I'm not big on the DJ talking at the club.
I'm not seeing the dollars flying. Oh, man. I'm in Des Moines. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to...
When I was a young man, I used to wonder why the DJs would be so adamant about tipping the strippers.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize until later that it's because they make money off the tips as well. They split them. So.
Kickback.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a place called Show and Tell. Danny left a one-star review. I don't know. This place was pretty gross. I've only been once, but the girls were kind of beat up looking. I will say it was fun trying to throw ones into a cup that a girl had shoved between her butt cheeks. But the lap dances aren't private at all. They're just off to the side of the main stage, and they keep their clothes on, so it's pretty lame. I went here after leaving Risque's, and it was an overall step down in quality. Really?
One thing for damn sure, y'all ain't Risque's, all right?
Exactly. That's a fun little party trick, though.
Yeah.
Sticking a cup between your butt cheeks?
But here's my thing, though. He's complaining because the lap dances are not private and they leave their clothes on. But couldn't he see that going on before he bought one?
True, if it's going on right.
Yeah, he's like, what's over there? Oh, that's how they do lap dances. Oh, okay, well, then I don't want to waste my money on that.
Yeah, she's got damn joggers on.
Yeah, she's over there in damn mom jeans.
No, thanks, buddy. Yeah, what a dummy. He bought it anyway.
Damn, I don't ever, thinking I'm going to pay extra money to see a stripper in Carhartt coveralls.
hardly a stripper. Then we'll go to a place familiar. You will be familiar with, TJ, Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh yeah,
or is it Huntsville?
Huntsville.
It is that.
But people there do call it Huntsville. Okay. It's Huntsville.
Huntsville.
It's a great place.
Fantasia, a place called Fantasia. Tom left a one-star review. A true hole in the wall, located adjacent to an industrial park near a bridge over the river. Very old building with one stage and a bar and some tables. This is a topless club, but the girls will get totally nude if you go upstairs to the VIP rooms. The women there are mostly rejects from other clubs in Huntsville. Most were overweight or extra skinny. No real lookers there. However, there was one blonde with incredible fake tits and incredibly hard nipples. Still not a real looker, though. If I ever get back to Huntsville, I don't think I'll visit this club again. Also, a $5 cover charge and a one-drink minimum. The barkeep was aggressive and making sure I got my one-drink minimum. Go to better places in Huntsville. Good luck. One star.
Well, you know, that's, judging by today's prices that we have on one-star strip club reviews, please. $5 and a one-drink minimum is nothing.
That's basically free.
Yeah. Whoa.
Didn't even sound like he bought the one drink there. Like, you better get that one drink, you jerk off. Yeah. He told you, it's $5 and one drink. Uh-huh. I'm going to get the drink. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're in damn Madison County. This ain't Limestone County. That's the neighboring county that's dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. Then we'll go to Sioux City, Iowa, at a place called Mavericks. Short review from Joe. If you're from the ghetto, then this is the place for you. One star. That was it.
In the ghetto.
And then we'll wrap up in Hyattsville, Maryland, at a place called Super Fuego. Extra Ooh. Hot.
Hell yeah.
I don't speak Spanish, but I think that's what it means. John left a one-star review. This place should be closed. I want to see nipples and buttholes. If I wanted to see females in bathing suits, I'd go to the beach for free and have the same, if not a better time. Hopefully, this place will go back to normal. One star.
Stop trying to clean up everything.
When can we go back to the good old days where you could walk in and see a butthole? I mean, the level.
Yeah, what kind of place is that?
I don't know. Super Fuego. Maryland.
But you think they just came up with the new rules because of new management? Or did the town pass an ordinance or something?
I picture.
You can't show any more buttholes.
Maybe it's COVID. You know, I picture the manager, hey, ladies, COVID. Nope, I don't want to see that brown eye. Yeah. Not even once.
You gotta wear a mask on your butthole.
It was real weird because they allowed buttholes, but not the other side.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, yeah. So, yeah, those are the one-star strip club reviews.